Welcome to this edition of Retire Well, Retire Happy with your host, Annie Nelson, an Australian look at reinventing yourself for retirement and getting yourself retirement ready. It's always fascinating getting to know what people are getting up to in retirement, how they are supplementing their incomes, pensions, where they have chosen to live, how they are filling their time, what charities they are supporting, and what adventures they are having. And we'll also talk to experts in their fields, including investing, health, estate planning, financial advisors, and seniors' health care.
Hello, it's Anne Nelson, your host for today's show. Today we're going to be having a look at health. It's just as important to have a plan for our health, our physical health, our mental health, and our emotional health. It's all part of being prepared. And just as important as having our financial plans in place, we need to have our health plans in place as well. Today, our guest is Julia Chidji, and Julia is a health coach. This is a profession that is growing, and services are now available online, so it's easy for all of us to access. Welcome to the show, Julia.
Thank you, Anne. Great to be here.
For my listeners' benefit, could you just explain a little bit about yourself and how you ended up as a health coach?
Yeah, sure. I work as a health coach, as you just said. My business is Active Balance Health Coaching, and I work with women who, I really just work with them to help them improve their relationship with themselves and with their health. And so I work with women to help them correct behaviours, perhaps bad habits, help them with food education, building a the lifestyle that they really want. So I guess I got into this health coaching. I was a counsellor originally. I've been a counsellor for many years, and my interest really is in the health side of things, because I know that health really impacts in many ways on how we see ourselves and how well we can live our lives. So I guess that's the reason I tended to go that way naturally, is to help people with their mental health, their emotional health, and their physical health, because they're all so intertwined. You can't just separate them out into separate areas. So, you know, if you're quite stressed, you're more likely to eat bad foods. You're less likely to exercise and do the things that you enjoy. And so all these elements impact on our health. And so I work in a holistic way to help people try and manage those things. So I guess a health coach is really about a health manager in a way, you know, helping you to work out what it is that you need, what you want out of life, and what you want out of your health at whatever stage of life you're at, because we all have issues at different stages of our lives. So it really is about helping people to really connect with who they are and what they want at this stage of their lives.
Thanks for the explanation. It seems like, is this an extension to being a life coach?
I guess it is quite similar. I guess it's a bit fuzzy. From the way I work, it's a little bit fuzzy, because I'm quite interested into the mental health and also into where people are going, you know, obviously trying to help people improve their life overall. But obviously health coaching in particular, I guess, works with food education, making sure that you are physically active and finding things that fit with your lifestyle to help you with that. It's also about, you know, managing stress, and sleep is a really big one for a lot of people as well. So it's sort of, they're not the only issues, but they're the main issues that I work with it as a health coach. But I also like to delve into those sort of life coaching sorts of areas, which is sort of, you know, trying to help people develop this sense of meaning and satisfaction in life. And it doesn't matter what age you are or where you're at, that's always possible. And I think it's sometimes forgotten that, you know, life's here to be lived, and we've got to try and do it as best we can.
That's right.
I've had a look at the Wheel of Life, and we have coaches around that say that we should examine all areas of our life, and health is part of that wheel, and that we should have plans for all areas of our life. So how does this fit in with what you do?
Well, I guess it's similar to what I was saying. Health is one focus that I do like to look at, because it does, like all those other areas, it does impact. From the wheel that I sort of work with, you sort of, there's some areas like in career, there's spiritual wellness, and however it is that you see that, it might just be, it might be religion, but it might be just your own sense of self. So there's financial health as well that we can touch on. And so there's as many different things as you can possibly think of that can go into that wheel of health, because it's whatever is important to you at that stage. Quite often a lot of areas can get forgotten about or seen as not being important. Money, for one, is a big one that can cause a lot of stress for a lot of people, and there's a lot of fear around addressing issues around that. But once, with all sorts of stress, once you can face these things head on, then you can start to figure out the best way forward for you. And quite often it's that stepping into that unknown of how to deal with the situation that is the scariest part of the journey, quite often, if we've been avoiding it for such a long time. So there's a lot of areas in that wheel of health and wheel of life, I guess, in a way, that really do impact on life in general.
Okay, so if I was looking for a health coach, where would I go and what am I looking for?
I guess if you're looking for a health coach, and it is an area in Australia that has really increased in popularity quite dramatically over the last couple of years, it's not as regulated as perhaps something like psychology or dietetics or any of those medical side of health. So it is, you do really have to be quite discerning with who you are going to employ, I guess. So you really need to look at prior education with a lot of health coaches. Through the course that I did, I did have to have a qualification of some sort in health prior to taking that on. So a lot of nurses, personal trainers, dietitians, nutritionists, there's a lot of people that take on the course that I did. I did it through Cadence Health, which on their website, they have a list of all their health coaches on there.
How do you spell that?
CADENCE.
Right. Thank you.
Cadence Health. Yep. And also Wellness Coaching Australia. I think they have got quite reputable health coaches as well. But, you know, in saying that, you've really got to connect with your health coach, I mean, or life coach, because it's really important to have that level of trust that you can divulge information and allow them to help you. So you've got to have that level of trust. Obviously, I'd like to say that, you know, if you're experiencing real distress or real issues with mental health, the direction to go is to see the GP and possibly a psychologist. I mean, and that's the idea of a good health coach, is to refer you on to other people. You know, if you're having issues that they think, actually, that's something that you need to speak to your GP about, that is what they should be doing. And it's certainly something that I am very aware of, that, you know, I don't know everything, and I know that I can't help everybody. And there's certain things that people need more specialised help in. And so that is one thing with a health coach, that they are sort of like a health manager in a way. You know, you might be, like I said, if there's some emotional distress or mental health issues or anything like that, they should be referring you on to people who do have those higher level of qualifications in that sense.
Thank you. I see that you work online as well. Is this a growing trend?
Yes, definitely. It's certainly something that's become much easier for a lot of people. For myself, I move around a fair amount. My partner's in defence, and so we move every sort of 3 years or so. So I've realised for myself that it's it's going to be a lot easier for me to take my client base with me as I move around, because I don't, it's going to be quite hard to start afresh when I, move to other places. So it has certainly become a big trend. I see a lot of people working online. And I guess for women or parents who have smaller children, any situation really, it just allows that flexibility for not only for the practitioner but also for the client as well. It's always a bit more comfortable to be in your own home and to be discussing issues around your health or well-being when you're in that safe space. So there's a lot of benefits for being able to work online.
Thank you. Basically, can you explain what you would do, what you're looking at? Are we trying to manage our behaviours? Are we breaking old habits? What are you looking for?
Yeah, I think it's both of those things. And I think the main thing is that when I work, I'm working with an individual. I'm working with the person who's in front of me. So I'm really looking at who this person is, where they're at in their lives, issues around what challenges they have at the moment. It might be mobility issues, it might be illness, it could be any of those sorts of things. And really looking at what their priorities are, what are their goals, what is it that someone is trying to get to. So it might be merely the fact that, the doctor has said to them, it's really important that you lose some weight and get in better shape and get a bit fitter. So when they leave the doctor, they're sort of like, well, okay, what do I need to do? They might have some knowledge about the issues that they have, but how do they put those into working them into their lives and how to change that behaviour? So it's sort of like those easy to say, hard to do things in your life, those behaviours that, it's sort of like, yes, I understand that I need to change that, but how do I go about changing that? And so for me, I'll work with people, okay, well, how can we add some incidental exercise, or how can we swap out some of those behaviours with, say, food choices or emotional eating issues or any of those sorts of things? It might be the fact that you need to cut up a certain amount of fruit and veggies every day and have them in the fridge, so when you want to go and have a cup of tea, then you take some fruit and vegetables with you, and have them instead of the biscuit or, those easy things that are in the cupboard. So there's also simple things like, as soon as if you can see something in the cupboard, you're more likely to eat it. So if you've got some treats and things, put them at the back or up high so you can't see them, because you're less likely to eat them. So it's, there's some really simple things that perhaps you wouldn't think about, but that really do and can make a difference to your health and well-being outcomes.
I see your name is Active Balance Health Coach. So is that what this is all about, is getting a sense of balance?
Yes, absolutely. It's certainly a core belief that I have. I'm certainly not extreme in any way. It's sort of about helping people to actively balance their lives. Sometimes it's going to be stress. Sometimes you're going to be tired. Sometimes you're going to want to get takeaway food. Sometimes, and so all of those things are okay. It's just making sure that they're in a balance. Quite often, and I guess this is certainly with younger people, I know, there seems to be these extremes with health and well-being, to eat, completely clean food that's, wholesome and all the time, and there's no leeway with that. And what happens when we sort of demonize food or demonize certain behaviors, we just want to do that. If you've ever said to yourself, okay, I'm not going to eat chocolate for at least a week, what's the first thing you think of?
Chocolate.
Eating chocolate. So, it's a natural sort of psychological way of that your body deals with these things. It just goes automatically to, I can't have that, so I want it. And so that's what we want to try and break, is being healthy on a continuum. There's no extreme. You're allowed certain things every now and then, but the balance has to be more for the wholesome, healthy foods for most of the time, or more active physical exercise than perhaps you were doing in the past. So
I've heard this before, that the mind doesn't understand a negative, so it doesn't understand the word not.
No. My children would agree with that.
So as we age, we slow down, and I think we perhaps have had bad habits our whole lifetime, but because when we're younger, we are naturally more active, and so we get away with it. Now that we're older, I find that it creeps up on you, your bad habits.
Yeah, I think, yeah, they probably do. And I guess that's the thing, isn't it? It's like life, you know, lifelong habits that you've had that are very hard to break or change, or even, you know, your outlook might change as well. And so you've got to change your behaviours to match your outlook as well. So I think the important thing here is, when I'm working with people, it really is focusing on the individual. So who are you, and what is it that you want to get out of improving your health? And that's the main thing that we sort of have to focus on. I mean, it's going to be very different for everybody. And, you know, if those long-term bad habits are something that you want to really try and focus on, then we'll do that slowly. Obviously, if you've had that for, you know, like you say, perhaps a lifetime, we can't expect to change them in, you know, a couple of weeks. And, you know, it's just not possible. So, you know, it's about retraining your brain and retraining yourself to be able to change those habits.
Right.
And be smart about it.
As we age, I have found, well, as I age, I've become more sedentary in my activities. I go and attend a lot of meetings. It's not that I'm not busy, I am, but I get invited to meetings, so I'm sitting down having cups of tea, or I'm sitting down at a dinner meeting. I very rarely get invited to join someone to do something that's engaging me physically and keeping me active. It's more the other opposite, I find.
Yeah. Well, I think, yeah, that is difficult, because it is, you know, it's certainly the go-to way of, you know, catching up with people or having meetings. I guess, you know, if they're business meetings and things, obviously you need to be sitting and be focused on the activity. But if there are opportunities where you're catching up with friends or family or somewhere where you can walk and talk, that's certainly an option that maybe you could discuss with the person if it's appropriate. And I think that's what, you know, we sort of need to look at, is where can I change things? What's fixed and what needs to be, like you say, sitting down, having a meeting, but what areas could I possibly make other difference? And that's the way I work with people. It's sort of like looking at the opportunities or the possibilities, I should say. Not to say that you have to do them, but what are the possibilities? So starting to think creatively about other ways of doing things. Yeah, and like I say, it's not that you have to do them, but once you start thinking of other ways that you could possibly be doing something, then it might lead to an answer for you to become more physical, or you know, go other places that might support, you know, your outcomes that you want.
Okay. So can you give me some tips to pass on here for older people about being or maintaining some level of ability as they age?
In terms of physical activity, do you mean?
Well, I suppose what everything.
Yeah, so with some great activities for older people, and of course it depends on who the individual is and what their interests are, but certainly water-based activities are great because they have that level of support for your body. Tai Chi is another fantastic one. Not only is it good for your mental health, but it's also good for muscle building and balance and a lot of those things that are very important as we age. So there's, you know, things like doubles tennis, and there's, you know, there's a lot of activities that can be adjusted to suit different ages and abilities and capabilities.
And what about the mind? I think you've touched on this before. How important is it to keep our minds active?
I think it's incredibly, incredibly important. I mean, you know, we spend so much time in our own heads. I know I do that, you know, you want to make sure that you're engaging in things that are important to you. So whether it's reading, whether it's taking on short courses and, or, you know, anything that's keeping you interested and keeping you in that frame of mind that is, you know, that you are still growing and learning, because we never stop doing that, you know, it doesn't matter what age we are. And there seems to be this tendency is when we get older that we're not learning and growing. But of course we are. Of course, you know, we're always learning more about ourselves, more about, you know, who we are and what we want. And so if you can keep your brain active in any sort of way, it's going to be certainly much more beneficial for your long-term health and well-being.
Have you found that there's one area that stands out more than other areas that we struggle with?
Well, I guess food and exercise really are quite big areas that a lot of people, and it doesn't matter what age they are, they struggle with, because there's certainly expectations that you should be, you know, healthier and fitter, and, you know, and that certainly comes into the equation. So food choice, those sorts of things are certainly big areas. And, yeah, so exercise also is quite a big one. You know, the need to be, to maintain a level of fitness is always going to improve your well-being. And the other thing is also, and this is actually quite a common one, is, you know, as we age, you certainly get a lot more aches and pains and things like that. And physical activity and your food choice can have a really big impact on the outcomes of your pain management. So, you know, exercise is a great one. You know, obviously you have to speak to your doctor or physio or whoever you see to make sure that you're doing the right activities. But exercise is a great tool for pain management. And pain management is a big, big thing as we age.
To sum up, would you like to have a closing message for us all?
Yeah, so I think, you know, a really important message is that we are all responsible for our own health. Certainly there's a lot of help out there to help support us, but really we have to be quite proactive in the way that we approach our own health. And I think that that is a really important message for people to take on of any age, really, is that, yeah, so that level of proactivity is going to be the one thing that makes you feel content and fulfilled in your life.
And I think it's been important for you to highlight too in this talk we've had today that it's not just your physical health you have to look after, but you also need to look after your mental health.
Yes, definitely. And, you know, there's the emotional health as well. They're all interlinked and I don't think that they can be separated out. And so they're all, for me, they're all equally important.
Thank you. Well, it's been great chatting to you today, and it's interesting to see about what services you can get online now. So could you tell us how people could get in touch with you, Julia?
Yes, certainly. So I have a website. It's activebalancehealthcoaching.com. I also have a Facebook page, which is goes by the same name, Active Balance Health Coaching. And for those who are on Instagram, I am on there as well with my business name, Active Balance Health Coaching as well. So if you want to book a session online, just come to my website and go to the services page, and there's a drop-down link there that has all the different services that I offer. If people would like to get on, you can book online and pay online, and away we go.
Okay. Well, thanks. It's been great having you.
Great. Thanks so much, Dan. Have a good day.
Thank you.
You have been listening to the podcast show of Retire Well, Retire Happy with your host, Annie Nelson. For more information on the show's guests and being retirement ready, pop on over to my website, www.annnelson.com.au, on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. Until next time, be happy, stay healthy, and help somebody.